Hey guys, this is Ben Arkell, PassiveAutomation.com, where we talk about passive income, affiliate marketing, online business, all these awesome principles which will help you to ditch the 9-to-5 and work for yourself, be on your own, and make tons of money so you can help tons of people. Had a really awesome conversation. First of all, if you want to learn more, you can go to PassiveAutomation.com. You can also search YouTube, Ben Arkell, Passive Income Automation or Passive Automation. Got lots of information there on ClickFunnels, on how to make money online, on Legendary Marketer, lots of other things. So if you're interested in more information, feel free to go there. I want to talk about two things. One, the value of masterminding. Man, I got an awesome buddy of mine, Scott Anderson, who we love to chat back and forth. We do our mastermind through Voxer. We've met up once, but we do keep in touch every day pretty much on Voxer. Keeping ourselves accountable, telling each other what we're doing, boosting each other up, complimenting each other. I gotta tell you, it's awesome. It's just really awesome because sometimes when I'm down, he'll say something and I'm like, yeah, hey, that makes me feel good. And then, you know, sometimes when he's kind of down thinking, my YouTube videos aren't doing as well as I thought. And I tell him, dude, you're getting like 45 views each video and I get 20. He's just like, oh yeah, I'm doing good. So it's awesome to have somebody. Now, some of you might be married, have a spouse. But for me, my wife's not super interested in the stuff or doesn't know much about it. And so conversations with her can be frustrating because, I mean, she would love to provide support and be encouraging, but a lot of times she's just confused and doesn't know what it all means. So having someone who is doing the same thing you're doing, fighting the same battles, having the same issues, and can work through things with you is invaluable. And that's actually one of the bonuses I offer if you sign up for basically use any of my affiliate links for a product, whether it be The Core or Legendary Marketer or ClickFunnels Trial. One of the things you get is Voxer access with me, and we can talk through things. Super helpful. Glad I have it. But the reason I'm mentioning all this is Scott Anderson today. You can find him at Start Funnels. Search YouTube Scott Anderson's Start Funnels. He talked about the fact that he made a trip to the dump today, okay? You guys ever gone through your garage, gone through your house and loaded up all the stuff that you don't need anymore? You know, the reality of the situation is it has value to someone else, but it's just easier to dump it. So the same thing happened to me on Saturday. I was walking through the neighborhood and one of the guys in my neighborhood is like, hey, he had two bikes in the back of his truck. He was going to take the dump. He's like, do you have any need for these? I really don't want to go to the dump. You know, I'll give them to you if you want. And so I took one off his hands. But going back to Scott was going to go to the dump. And his dad's like, hey, you know, your brother-in-law could use that wood. And, you know, your other brother could use this. And Scott was like, yeah, I know, like, there's value there. And people could use it. But I just don't. I just want to get rid of it. Because he knew, you know, sometimes, you know, if you don't get rid of it, then it'll kind of stay in your house until someone picks it up, and then they might never pick it up, and it never leaves. So he told that story, and as he was telling that story, I was having my own thoughts about it, my own epiphany, if you will, right? Thinking about clarity, and he addressed this issue in our business. Clarity of what you're doing. So let me tell you what I'm doing, okay? My goal is to publish 5 to 6 YouTube videos every week. My goal is to do 3 or 4 podcasts and get like a blog post out, okay? Now, while I'm trying to do all of that, mind you, I got a wife, 6 kids, full-time job. I have another business on the side that brings in some good revenue, but I'm actually have my daughter trying to help out with that a little bit. But then I get an invite from a guy named Corey who is awesome, and he knows how to create Facebook groups and monetize them and go from 0 to 1,000 members in 30 days, okay? Reaching out to learn that. And then Kim Dang has this awesome, she's an awesome software, uses software to help, she basically has this program where in 90 days you can develop your own Chrome software and you can start selling that on a recurring basis to kind of bring in monthly revenue, okay? And then you have, Anthony, who has an awesome YouTube course, and he's like, hey, this YouTube course you could get, and it will help you, and it would. It's a super awesome course. But the time to go through that. Anyway, there's just so many things coming at me, and I can get so easily distracted. Like, just yesterday, there was something I was looking into. I'm like, oh, it would be super cool if I could do this. But I can't. I'm trying to equate this as the trip to the dump, where there are so many things in the back of my truck, and a lot of them are valuable. Like, they're all valuable, right? But I can't keep it all. I can't hoard everything. I just have to get rid of a lot of it just for the sake of the clarity of being able to walk into a garage and be like, oh, look how clean it is. I mean, walking through your house when it's clean, stuff's put away, and it's all orderly, and you know what you're doing, okay? You're going to the kitchen and you're preparing dinner, but the dishes are clean, the table's cleaned off, everything's clean. It's so much more fun to cook versus if you look around and there's messes everywhere and the dishes are dirty. And so I'm trying to create a business model where I know very clearly what I'm doing. I have clarity, I've mastered a process, and then once I have mastered a process, then I can move on to, you know what, I need to start working on building my Facebook group up. So if you're listening to this and you are getting pulled in 10 different directions, this is advice you'll get over and over and over again, but find clarity, focus in something you want to dedicate 1 year to, okay? I am dedicating 1 year to YouTube videos 5 to 6 days a week, and so what's going to happen is after 52 weeks of putting out 5 videos a week, you know, I'm going to have a library of over 250 videos that deal with passive income, affiliate marketing, ClickFunnels reviews, and the like. And all of that will help me to then be able to branch out. Someone asked the other day, he said, you know, what's better, you know, is having a plan A and a plan B good? And I said, look, you need to have just a plan A and stick to that. Have one plan. Because if you're waffling back and forth, you know, things aren't going to work. Okay, guys, that was just a brief message. If you have interest in starting an online business, I had this question come up today. Someone said, where do I start? I want to know, how do I even start? What you need is you need a very quick, simple training. Okay? Now, I'm about to release my ebook, my affiliate marketing, 8 steps to building your affiliate marketing empire. And that's very high level. But what it is, it's a lead into something that's more detailed, which is Legendary Marketer's 15-Day Business Builder Challenge. That would be the next step I would recommend. I will leave a link to that in this podcast episode. Highly recommend if you're just starting out. You're like, hey, you know what? I kind of like my job, but I don't. I want the freedom. I want to be able to travel. If I am sick, I want to be able to decide, you know what? I don't want to work today and not have to worry about PTO or sick time or answering to your boss. You don't want to have to worry about getting along with a manager because you are the manager, right? If you hate leaving your kids every day and have them saying, Dad, are you going to work today? If you hate that feeling, I'm with you. So take that Legendary Marketer 15-Day Business Challenge. It will give you a very high-level but semi-detailed overview of what it takes to build a business online. Then from there, you can actually go through and buy a blueprint of how to create a business. And there's different business models, but all the business models that are spoken of in Legendary Marketer are high-ticket, meaning you're not going to be selling dinky-dunk dollar pair of sunglasses on Amazon. You're going to be selling digital products. You're going to be selling coaching. You're going to be doing masterminds. You're going to be doing events. You're going to do affiliate marketing. You're going to pick one of those and hone in and focus. It's been a pleasure having you listen to this podcast. I'm very motivated to make my goals happen, okay? And I would encourage you guys to push through anything that's holding you back. Take that next step. Just know that if you quit, you'll be right back where you are, wishing you were not quitting, okay? Someone has shared a really cool quote that kind of said something like that. You know, if I quit now after I've been doing this for 7 months of heavy, heavy learning, if I quit now, I'd be wishing I was where I am right now in a few weeks, wishing, oh, I wish I'd never quit. Keep pushing forward. They say that the first year of online business is basically a payment. You got to pay your dues to learn and to grow. And then year 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it just blows up exponentially. And I've seen that with my calledtoshare.com blog, where I was getting, you know, 30, 40, 50,000 views a year. And then it went up to 800, then 1.2, then 2 million. And then the revenue just went up with that exponentially as well. So Ben Arkell, passiveautomation.com. You can check out more information there. I would love it if you guys would visit my YouTube channel. I'm at 193 subscribers. I'm trying to get up to 200 by the end of July. But I want people who are interested in passive income, interested in affiliate marketing, interested in an online business, and who want to engage with my content and leave comments and ask questions. So if you're not interested in that, please don't subscribe, because you're not my target audience and I don't want to waste your time and you don't want to waste mine. So appreciate you guys' support. And we will talk to you on the next podcast, which will come out tomorrow.